prayer. I want to talk to any people who find themselves in the leadership positions of a spiritual, religious organization or any organization, but I'm talking especially about the Krishna Conscious Movement. And it's easy to start seeing yourself as special. You've been so many years in that respectable position. And devotees there below you, they look up to you, and keep calling you saintly, His Holiness, or His Divine Grace, or whatever. And you sometimes hear leaders talking in closed rooms about those other ordinary devotees, the file and ranks devotees, or whatever name they use. A bit as ordinary peasants who don't know better, and who you are here to lead and guide and instruct. But you know what I think is the reality here, that actually, and I'm saying so especially after all these years, many of those devotees that you hardly even know the names of or notice are more advanced than you. It may be hard to see sometimes because they may not have fine titles and positions, be able to speak eruditely, having sophisticated philosophical understanding, and so on. They may be very simple devotees. But you know, working hard, as many devotees have done and are doing, for these temples and projects and for this movement, year after year, decade after decade, struggling out on the street, selling books or whatever, sometimes under very heavy conditions, year after year. Serving in temples, also sometimes under substandard conditions, while being treated as inferiors, having no voice, sometimes being subject to violence and abuse, and well, there are different, many different kinds of abuse. But still going through this, simply out of faith in Krishna, in their guru, and in bhakti yoga. While you may have been living a comparatively comfortable life, having servants, eating luxury food, traveling wherever you want, everything taken care of, cool adventures, and supported by and served by all those dedicated, humble devotees. That you may hardly know the names of. And if you think, wow, yeah, nice sentiments, but they cannot be more advanced than me. They don't know the philosophy very well, they don't this, they don't that. But isn't there a little bell ringing somewhere now? Thinking about stories there from the Bhagavatam and lives of Vaishnavas in the past, where the big Brahmanas think they are. On top of it all, about the story when Krishna and Balaram were hungry and wanted food from the Brahmanas who were busy with their fine yagyas. We know it well, don't we? By now. Bhakti, Krishna consciousness, it's not about that. It's about that heart filled with devotion and a sincere service to Krishna. So I would say that's what it means that a Vaishnava is above a Brahmana. Because the proud Brahmana is not able to see that Vaishnava, the greatness of that Vaishnava. Because seeing that takes humility. Takes bhakti, takes a real devotee. Except Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, who, although being the greatest scholar went to the simple Babaji's someone couldn't even read. And even took initiation. From one of them, Gorky Shordas Babaji. Because he could see devotion. He could see a real Vaishnava. Although real Vaishnavas may not want to show themselves at all. So yes, please don't feel offended that I am lecturing you, dear great leader. But I really do think and I hope it is Krishna that gives me that thought that for the Krishna conscious movement to flourish the way it should, well, that is what is now required. That you step down from your ivory towers and as all those simple, dedicated devotees have bowed to you for so many years, you now bow to them. Pay your respectful obeisances to them, for real. Be their servants. The best leader is the best servant. We have said it many times and heard it many times. Listen, see, learn about their lives, about everything they do and have done. Let them tell you about Krishna, their realizations, and I think you will be astonished. Maybe embarrassed, but that's okay. And if you say, no, I can't do that, why should I listen to you, this guy? It's just one of those small five and ranks devotees, yes. Then continue. As it is now. But please just be aware that the ivory towers are not as high and safe as they used to be.